proportion.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Nicholas Snow Live for Tuesday, May 5th, 2015. It's 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. In today's episode, we're talking about the Thrive Tribe Foundation, a Southern California-based organization working toward zero transmission of HIV. I'll be welcoming Kevin Stalter, who's the president and executive director of the organization. It's a peer-led organization that has taken on the bold mission to achieve zero transmission of HIV, with or without a cure, by creating communities that connect, support, and educate men living with and affected by HIV. With over 2,000-plus members in less than 2 years, they cater to gay men affected by HIV negative, positive, or negative. Affected by HIV positive or negative. So that's what's coming up in today's show. It's very interesting. If you happen to be listening to this show the week of its broadcast, this coming Saturday is an important event in Palm Springs that we'll tell you more about as well after this.
I want to give a big shout out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear the commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the advertisers link in the main submenu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs. Housing case management, very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the snow, show, celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist. Producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
The Thrive Tribe Foundation is a peer-led organization that has taken on the bold mission to achieve zero transmission of HIV with or without a cure by creating communities that connect, support, and educate men living with and affected by HIV. With over 2,000 plus members in less than 2 years, they cater to gay men affected by HIV, positive or negative. And I'm honored to welcome to the show President and Executive Director of the organization, Kevin Stalter. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thank you so much, Nicholas. And I loved your little intro stuff there. And if I could, I would just like to give a shout out as well to Desert AIDS Project. You know, as a 25-year survivor, I know many, many people that have benefited from their work, and they are a terrific ASO. And hats off to them and the incredible work that they've done over the years and continue to do with the survivors of the virus that live in Palm Springs and those that are moving out there. So I appreciate their work.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm a grateful client of Desert AIDS Project, and I'm broadcasting from an apartment in the Vista Sunrise apartment complex, which is available to clients of Desert AIDS Project. So they are certainly part of this broadcast. You know, I just learned of your organization within the last week, and one of the things that jumps out to me about why I think the organization is so important is that there is still a tremendous amount of stigma directed at those of us who are living with HIV, and a lot of that stigma is coming from gay men that are using terms like DDF, which means drug and disease free, and negative for negative in their online dating profiles, and they're missing the boat that, you know, one of the most safest sexual partners one could have is someone living with HIV who has an undetectable viral load because they're responding to effective modern HIV antiretroviral medication.
Well, absolutely. And just to give everyone some context, a lot of people kind of, when I go over a few of these statistics, and, you know, I hate statistics, but in some ways they're very enlightening. And when you consider that the number of new HIV cases in the United States has not changed since 1998, it averages between 50 and 55,000 new every year. And then you take into consideration the fact of what we know about undetectability and PrEP, which we'll get into in a minute, the number should be going down. So we're going in the wrong direction. And the reason for that is only 42% of gay men that are positive are in treatment and undetectable. And for those that don't know about undetectability, what they've done is they're doing research right now. It's called the Partner Study. It's 800 couples, briefly, where one is positive, one is negative. The positive in the relationship has to be the top and have an undetectable viral load stay on medication. The bottom in the study relationship, the partner, has to be negative. They can't use PrEP and they can't use a condom. And for purposes of the study, they're tracking sex acts, which is intercourse, where the top is inserting into the negative. And there have been zero instances of transmission where the partner has given it to the other partner. So treatment as prevention, as much as I love all the talk about PrEP and what's going on with that, and it's revolutionary, the other piece of it that everyone is missing is treatment as prevention. Then the sooner you get on medication and get yourself undetectable, you're not only protecting your own health and immune system, but you're protecting your sexual partners from catching HIV from you. The study concludes in early 2016, and it will confirm what most HIV doctors that are in the know have known for 8 or 9 years, that you can't pass the virus if you are undetectable. And they're putting the numbers of this basically at 98, 99%. You know, they'll never give you 100% on anything. But according to the CDC's own website, the condom is 80% effective. So let's do the math. And what we really need to do is eliminate the stigma, as you put it, to about people that are positive. You know, undetectable is the new negative in a lot of ways. If you're a person who is negative, you're only negative based on what you did 21 days before you had your last test and what you've done since. And there's responsibilities on both sides, I think. The positive community has a responsibility to work together
to try to get people in treatment, keep people in treatment. We'll talk about barriers to care here, hopefully, because I think that's a huge issue of why people drop in and out of treatment. But additionally, on the negative side, you know, guys are doing riskier and riskier things, as you said, neg for neg. Well, good luck with that, you know. And they're doing riskier things, and then they're not getting tested as often. And someone is most contagious the first 3 to 6 months after they catch the virus, because their viral load spikes before their own immune system naturally starts to drive, in most cases, the viral load down. So what we really need to do is reach out to both communities and talk about gay men's sexual health and what that means. It's different for gay men. And HIV is not the only issue. STDs are an issue. And, you know, there's a lot of conversation about PrEP and undetectability leading to more condomless sex. Well, let's deal in reality. The condom didn't work very well 25 years ago when we were using it. It was a Band-Aid to a problem. Now what we need to do, I think, is take today's science and apply it to this 30-year-old problem and deal with the reality of what's going on and say, hey, what we really need is for the negative community to get tested more often for STDs and HIV and get the positive community in treatment. And those that are positive and those that are on PrEP are seeing their doctor regularly and getting checked for STDs. They're being responsible members of the gay community. And that's really what we need to do, I think, as a, you know, as a 25-year survivor, Nicholas, you'll remember. Back in the early days, everybody was together. Everybody worked together because you were trying to save the lives of the people you loved or yourself. And there was kind of almost an inevitability to it, like, well, I'm going to catch it maybe too. And I think what happened in 2000 when people quit dying and the ART started working is they kind of swept it into the closet and said, oh, we solved it. No one's dying anymore. Well, since then, there's been 15 years of medical advancements and understanding of the virus. And the education has not followed that path. You know, knowledge used to equal power. Now put your head in the sand and ignore it. And that's not the answer. That's why instead of the numbers coming down, the numbers remain the same. And in my contention, with PrEP out and undetectability, the numbers should be coming down. So that's basically our message.
Not that you have anything to say on the matter.
Yeah, sorry.
No, that's okay. I loved everything that you said. You know, in my own case, I became HIV positive in 2007. I had a rare slip in my safer sex behavior. There were a few factors involved. There was no drugs or alcohol involved, but as part of my decision to do that, I knew that for decades I had remained HIV negative, and I was with someone that said and believed he was HIV negative. So I falsely applied that neg for neg strategy in my own decision to have unsafe sex. Just once, and I became HIV positive. So that speaks to several things that you mentioned. There's the fact that there are people who are recently positive that don't know it, and that's when they are most infectious. And so I'm one of those statistics. Why don't you, since you mentioned, we've spoken about it briefly, there are people that don't understand what it means. So why don't you give us the 411 about PrEP.
Okay. Well, PEP, which was its original form, post-exposure prophylaxis, has been around in the medical community for nearly 15 years. So way back in the day, nurses and doctors, they got a needle stick. They would give them this pill, Truvada, PEP, within 72 hours and for 28 days. And what it does is it stops the virus from attaching or inserting itself into the cell and changing the structure of the RNA of the T cell. And when the virus can't take hold in the body, it can't reproduce. So it eliminates the HIV from your system. So they then approved it as PEP, post-exposure prophylaxis, for the general public. So if you had a condom break or you had a night out, as some people do, and had a problem and you did something maybe that wasn't completely safe, you could go and access the pill and take it for 28 days to not catch HIV. And 3.5 years ago, the FDA actually approved it as PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis. And you take the pill once a day, every day, and it is 98% to 99%, again, they'll never give you 100% on anything, effective at stopping the person from catching HIV. So that is a remedy for the negative community that needs it. And I'm not advocating, I want to be very clear. If the condom works for you, fantastic. If PrEP is what you need, terrific. If you're HIV positive, get yourself on treatment. And then talk openly and honestly about your sexual practices and what you want to do with your partners so that you're making informed decisions about what you're doing and whether it's going to work in that situation. That's very important. You know, and PrEP, 3.5 years approved by the FDA, and barely anybody knows about it. Even here in the metropolitan of Los Angeles, which, you know, I work with the LA County HIV Commission, it's been very difficult to roll it out here for a number of reasons, but it's barely known about. And, you know, as someone said at a conference I was at a couple of weeks ago at the Washington, D.C., they had a listening tour. The White House is redoing their national HIV strategy. And one woman in the group that has been doing HIV for years, she said if we had Truvada in 1998, they would have been throwing it off the rooftops. And instead, everyone's worried about, oh, it might change sexual behavior. And it's like, you know, if there was a vaccine, would we not be giving it to everybody? And this is basically a vaccine and a pill until we have a vaccine, which is coming. I mean, there have been so many amazing advancements just in the last 3 years on our understanding of HIV, and it's an untold story that needs to be told.
I agree with you 100%. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the specific work and purpose and benefit of the Thrive Tribe Foundation after this.
Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have 2 books out. The first, a Living Powerfully with HIV memoir called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, photos and interviews from the historic Hollywood premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's gadio.
Today I'm talking about the Thrive Tribe Foundation. Now, when they began not too long ago, informal gatherings grew larger as one by one friends of friends began to join. The Brotherhood provided social interaction and also harnessed the experiences of members to support those who were newly diagnosed or were going through challenges. It soon became clear that much as the social gatherings were fun and useful, many of the Brotherhood members had real difficulties accessing medical care, navigating the complex healthcare system, and finding available resources. They say, "At our core, we are about eliminating the fear and stigma of HIV by applying today's science to this 30-year virus. So much has changed, and yet the message of hope is not being delivered." On the show today, very much at the forefront of delivering that message of hope is the president and executive director of the Thrive Tribe Foundation, Kevin Stalter. So, Kevin, I'm excited to say that we have callers calling in as well, so we're going to get to them. If you're on hold, just stay there. So, Kevin, tell me about how you became involved with the Thrive Tribe. Were you one of the founders? Have you been spearheading its growth ever since? Give me a little bit more information about the history.
Well, it was founded about 3.5 years ago by a good friend of mine who I met after he started it, actually. And it was about, you know, providing – he went to a traditional support group and, you know, found it to be somewhat unsatisfying. And, you know, in today's HIV, those worked back in the day, although they were somewhat sad because you'd go to them and people would be missing. And I used to make the mistake of asking people where they were, and you didn't do that for very long. But in today's HIV, and the hope that I think people really need to get, and one of the reasons we're coming to Palm Springs to kind of plant our flag this weekend with our event, is there is such a message of hope now. And part of it was getting people together to reduce stigma by hanging out with each other. And I've been around for 2 years now, spearheading the organization, and we have had massive growth, 600% increase in membership over the last 16 months. We started a friends organization because so many people are what we call pause friendly or prepsters and are interested in, you know, loving who they love, that it doesn't matter someone's status. It just, what we're trying to build is a gay community that's accepting of everybody, race, creed, status. We need to come together as a gay community to finally end HIV stigma and stigma within the gay community itself, you know, among people and their attitudes. And if we can come together, we can make a difference. And it's interesting on the treatment side, as you mentioned in the intro when you came back in, they recently did a study of traditional ASOs, and this included Los Angeles, San Bernardino, and Palm Springs. And they did an HIV knowledge study, and the grade that these organizations got was a D. Their basic knowledge of HIV and terminology and advances in science was a D. And these are the people that are charged with giving the message. So what we've done is, you know, through our new member orientations, which everyone goes through, is talk to them about their health care. And through it, we've learned all kinds of terrific programs that people may not know they qualify for to be in treatment. And then often people come up with barriers to care where they're in care and they make a mistake on a government form or have a problem with some issue. And we're there with our knowledge of 2,000 members that have gone through it to help keep them in care. So that's a unique thing about our organization is, and of course, helping people that are friends get into treatment, into PrEP if they're interested. So, you know, people, you know, I'd say about half of the people that are members of our group at some point come up with a barrier to care. And it's something that the traditional ASOs, frankly, make very cumbersome for the guys when it doesn't really need to be. And that's one of the things I'm passionate about with our work is that we make sure that our members are in care, and 98% of our members are and remain in care.
My audience is worldwide. This podcast remains permanently available, but people who happen to hear it before May 9th, 2015, who are in the Palm Springs area, should know about your pool party and barbecue fundraiser that you're having this Saturday, beginning at 12:30 p.m. until the early evening. What else would you like to add about the event? I want to just say people can find it on Facebook by searching Palm Springs Poolside BBQ Fundraiser, or go to, I guess, your website would be another place to go.
Yes, they can go to the website. They can also search on Facebook for our foundation page, which is The Thrive Tribe. So if they search that, it'll come up. And you can also find me on Facebook under Kevin James. So my name on Facebook is Kevin James. And our website is thrivetribe.org. And you can click calendar events, and the event is there for people to register. So what we're doing is we're coming out with a bunch of our LA crowd to have a pool party. A board member owns a beautiful home out there. So we're having a poolside barbecue from 1 to 7 on Saturday. And we are really wanting to come out and talk to and meet people in Palm Springs. You know, that community in particular, and I'm 46 years old, so I was diagnosed at 20, and I've been living with HIV ever since. And, you know, the community, a lot of the community that lives out there have lost, you know, massive amounts of their friends, have lost older mentors that were there for them. And we really want to deliver this new message of hope to the people in Palm Springs, because for me, it's just been unbelievably rewarding to be on this side of the activism where there is so much hope, and we don't need a cure. What we need is an open, honest conversation about gay men's sexual health, and through that, we can stop the virus. They've spent billions and billions and billions of dollars trying to stop HIV. Now, I told you the results earlier. The infection rates remain the same. And then you've got hard-hit communities like the African-American community, the Latino community, and 72% of the infections are still men-seeking men. So if the gay community can lick this, then the other populations will follow.
Please move a little bit closer to your microphone. I'm going to actually bring a caller on the air from the 412 area code. His name is Chris. Chris, thank you for calling into the show today.
No problem. Anytime.
So I guess you're involved with the Thrive Tribe. Do you know Kevin?
Oh, yes. I know Kevin quite well. He was one of the first people I met after joining.
And tell me what you would like to add to our conversation today.
I guess mainly for me, it has been a big help. I mean, definitely echoing what Kevin said, I've been to the normal types of support groups, and I wanted more. I wanted to focus more on life and living and getting out there and being happy and moving forward and not focusing on what happened. So they were really great about that, and that's what I really enjoy. And some of my best friends now are through the Thrive Tribe, and through them, like, for example, like, I wasn't aware I could get governmental help and get full insurance coverage, and I was helped through that process. So, and that has been a great help for me, especially. I just went through a bunch of surgeries, and without the help of the Thrive Tribe and all my friends in it, I don't know how I would have gotten through. I mean, they came and they helped and brought me food and you know did my laundry, and it's been really kind of a humbling experience, and but wonderful knowing that there's such a great group of guys that, you know, they don't care about your status, they don't care that, oh, there's that stigma out there. I mean, it's just non-existent with this group, and it's just a lovely feeling to not have to focus on that and just live your life as it's meant to be lived.
I love that. Live your life as it's meant to be lived. Kevin, you must be very heartwarmed by stories such as Chris's.
Yeah. And sorry. And I am, obviously, you can tell by my voice. And it happens all the time. You know, Chris is a great example. We've helped over 500 members obtain health insurance through the Affordable Care Act because of pre-existing condition, elimination. And there's actually a state program to pay for that if people make under a certain amount. So last year, when numbers were available, our group, which at that time was only 1,000 people, was 15% of the total enrollees in the entire state of California in that health insurance premium support program. And we're very proud of that accomplishment. We continue to advocate for that because, you know, clinic care is fantastic if they get you there, but what people really need is full coverage health insurance. Chris had a very serious medical condition that wasn't HIV related, and because we helped him get insurance,
he wasn't a ward of the state. He didn't have to go to county. He didn't have to deal with substandard care. He saw specialists and surgeons and people that knew what they were doing so that he can thrive, and that's what we're about. So love you, Chris.
Thank you. Love you, too. And thanks for
having me. Chris, thank you so much for calling in today. I'm going to go to another caller in the 970 area code. Caller, you are on the air. What would you like to contribute to the conversation today?
Hi. Okay, good. Y'all can hear me. Well, my name is Thomas, and I've been involved with the tribe for just a few months now. I'm actually really, really, really new to it. Sorry, that's my boss. I'm a dancer, so we're getting ready for rehearsal in a second. But I wanted to jump on. And,
Thomas, is this the Thomas that I know?
Yes.
I believe
so.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, darling.
Yes. Small world.
Yes.
But when I got involved was, I've been diagnosed HIV positive for, let me see, I'm 23 now, almost 3 years. I was diagnosed when I was 20, right before my 21st birthday. And, you know, since then, I've really been just focused on, like Kevin said, with a lot of things with that tribe is focused on, like really living with HIV and not letting this, like, get me down. And, you know, I've really been able to build, like, a really supportive community with my family and with my friends. And, you know, I've just wanted to speak out more about my experience, especially to the younger generation, just because we have experienced the epidemic in a completely different way, and we look at it in a completely different way. And there's a lot of just misconceptions and misinformation, and, you know, it's just not something that's talked about. So that's really what I wanted to, I guess, focus on more over the past couple of years. And, you know, I've been involved with a lot of different organizations, and I'm a youth ambassador for the Human Rights Campaign. But this really, you know, when I went to my first tribe event, I was just so shocked at how many people there were. Like, it was the most amount of people that, you know, that were positive and POS allies that I think I had ever, like, been around. And it was completely different from, you know, what I thought it was going to be. You know, I've never been to any, you know, therapy group session or anything like that, because they do not appeal to me. That's not something that I'm interested in doing. But this was just completely different. It was so awesome to see people just coming together and just enjoying each other, having a good time, networking, just, you know, not, it's like, yeah, we are all living with HIV, but it wasn't something that, you know, was the focus. It wasn't something that, you know, we all have about, like, oh yeah, so there's this thing about all of us. It was just like hanging out with normal people.
You know, Thomas, you and Kevin and perhaps Chris, but definitely me, we are all very, very public as people living with HIV. And you posted something on your Facebook page in recent days that I could really relate to. Someone that I guess you had a flirtation going on with said something like, I don't want to date the face of HIV.
Yeah, he did say that.
You know, if I can say something, Nicholas.
Sure, go right ahead.
And one really important thing about Thomas. Thomas, you can't see because of the podcast, is an African-American under 25 youth that has taken on an incredible task, as he said, of being out about his status and being part of the solution. And he said something interesting there of people living with HIV. Every gay man in the country is living with HIV. How mm-hmm. you choose to deal with it and how you choose to manage it, whether you have it or whether you're negative, is what will be the factor of success and your happiness in life as a gay man. Don't be afraid. Be informed. That's my message today. So,
I love that. And, Thomas, and, you want to add anything?
No, that's like completely, you know, everything that Kevin just said really falls in line with, I guess, just what I've been doing the past couple of years and just really what I believe and try to advocate for. He pretty much said everything and kind of put it in a really nice way.
You know, the other
Thomas,
thing
you're an inspiration, Thomas.
You are.
Thank you.
I met, I met Thomas at the International Conference on AIDS that's produced by the Minority AIDS Project that happened most recently in San Diego. That's how I met Thomas. Thomas, mm-hmm. you said something else that was, this is kind of off topic, but you know, you have this big, beautiful afro when you choose to wear it that way. And you posted a photo of you and you said something that you were changing hats from one activity to another, and my comment was, how do you even wear a hat when you have that beautiful afro? At any rate, you don't have to respond to that. But Thomas, you're a hero of mine too, and I'm really glad you called in today.
Sorry, something happened there.
That's okay. Listen, I'm so glad you called in today.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thomas.
So, Kevin, we're not rushed to end the show. So is there anything you'd like to address that can be that you want to be part of this sort of historic interview?
Well, you know, we definitely want to encourage people in Palm Springs to come this weekend to our event on Saturday. But I would just echo a lot of what I just said a few minutes ago, that, you know, we don't need to live in a world anymore where we fear sex with gay men. As gay men, we don't need to fear sex. We don't need to fear HIV. We need to get ourselves informed, get yourself the treatment that's right for you, whether you're negative or positive, and that if that includes the condom, fantastic. If that includes other harm reduction things like not having anal sex, great. It's about what works for you as an individual. And as we move forward in this new era, you just need to hold on to all of this hope that's going on and really embrace it. And, you know, if you're positive, I have a particular message for you. Don't be afraid. It doesn't matter what state you live in. Every state has programs, whether you have health insurance or not, that provide the medicine you need and the care that you need. It can be difficult to navigate, but if you take control of it, you can get the treatment that you need, protect your immune system, and not give it to other people. And, you know, just investigate your own state's abilities and what they can do. And if you're in California, you can visit our website, thethrivetribe.org, and there's a place for you to, if you're a brotherhood, which is what we call the PAWS group, or a tribe friend, there's a place for you to join and get more information. And we meet one-on-one, one person to person, just talking about their experiences and what the social part of the organization is doing, what our advocacy is, and what it takes to be in care and remain in care. And we welcome anybody in Southern California to come visit us, and we're happy to help other people as well. So,
you know, just to put a real personal perspective on the challenges that are facing people living with HIV, because you mentioned that even well into treatment, you cited a statistic in our off-the-air conversation about people still needing to access services or having some significant change. Do you remember the statistic you cited?
Well, about 20% of people come to us not in treatment. They're either newly diagnosed or they were in treatment and they fell out of treatment because of these barriers to care I talk about. And it's a lot to get into what the barriers to care are, but if you're HIV positive, you try to access care, you certainly know what they are. You know, government programs are difficult to navigate, and there's, you know, insurance issues and all these things that you need to be careful of, right down to choosing which employer plan that you have, because sometimes deductibles and copays for medications can eat you alive. So, you know, I think that it's just...
That's okay, yeah. But you've said enough, because that sets me up for just what I want to explain what I'm going through. So I became HIV positive in another country. I returned to the United States to access health care. I ultimately qualified for a variety of programs that transitioned into me being qualified to access Medi-Cal.
Mm-hmm.
However, I recently took on a professional opportunity that increased my income to the extent that I no longer qualify for Medi-Cal and needed to go into the California Covered Healthcare Exchange and pick out a plan. And today, literally an hour after we wrap up the broadcast, I have an appointment about two other programs. One is ADAP, which helps specifically pay for HIV-related medications. And the other one is the program that you've referred to that would potentially pay my share of the healthcare premium. But what complicates this for me even more is even though I'm no longer eligible for Medi-Cal and, in fact, lost it and started this new health insurance on May 1st, it looks like this professional opportunity for me is not going to continue, which means that this increase in income I have has been very temporary and might immediately disappear, which puts me into this great place of the unknown. Now, clearly, I'm an intelligent person, and I advocate for myself quite effectively, and I'll figure out the answers. But just imagine what people who are facing that just are not as good at being their own advocates.
Well, and that's what we deal with a lot. And, you know, the magic number in California, and unfortunately, it's been this same income level for, I think, almost 15 years. There's been no adjustment for inflation. Is the magic number is 50,000 adjusted gross income. So if you make under 50,000 adjusted gross, you qualify for the programs that you're talking about, free medical care. They'd rather pay the premium on your health insurance than pay for your drugs. So ADAP, for example, is an insurer of last resort. If you don't have health insurance, they'll pay the drugs for you. Well, those drugs are expensive. If you do have insurance, they'll pay the copay. And then this HIP program will pay the premium if you make under that amount. So, you know, it's a labyrinth, like you said, and so many people rather throw their hands up than deal with it. And especially based on the letter grade I talked to you, when they go to the ASOs and the ASOs don't talk about the HIP program, which should be shouted from the rooftop, you know, there were only before the ACA, there were 200 people in this health insurance premium payment program, 200 in the entire state. Once the Affordable Care Act came in and the pre-existing condition went away, it went to 2,000. Well, this is a state of 30-some million people, and the number of people with HIV are in the millions, and I'm sure many, many of them make under 50,000 a year. So, you know, these kind of programs aren't advertised enough, and it's difficult, like you said, to manage. When your job situation changes, you call me, and I'll tell you exactly what you do, because there's a way that you can continue to keep your coverage. But, yes, of course, it's a maze, and it's confusing. And one of the great things we have to our advantage is we've talked to 2,000 positive men who've been through all of this before. So we know the answers to these questions, and if we don't, I had a deaf individual who joined our group last week. Traditional ASO wouldn't get him a translator, a sign language interpreter, because he can't read lips. A member of ours happens to do that. He'd been enrolled in four programs, and not all of them were multiple insurance, and none of them would give him his medication. So he was off medication for 2 months. I contacted all the key people that we work with in these different organizations, an ADAP enroller that I love, the State Office of AIDS, who we work with closely, Kaiser, who his health insurance was with work. And in 90 minutes, we had him medication being delivered the next day. He'd spent 2.5 months working with a very well-known ASO here in town that had no idea how to help him. And that is part of the problem. HIV Inc. needs to do a better job at making sure that the guys stay in treatment and not just throw them off and go, oh, I'm sorry, we can't figure this out, or go call this number and have them help you. And that's not our approach. Our approach is to sit, fix the problem. If we don't know the answers, we find the answers. And this guy's going to be completely taken care of in a matter of a few days. So that's the kind of support people need.
Well, we started the show celebrating Desert AIDS Project, and I want to just say about them now that they are one of the best HIV AIDS service organizations on the planet, and they are actually the ones that have helped me navigate everything we're talking about. And they're extremely well informed and proactive. So I'm just really honored to be one of their clients, and I'm really grateful that you've taken the time to be on the show today. The Thrive Tribe Foundation website is thethrivetribe.org. You can search Facebook for the Thrive Tribe. If you hear this broadcast before May 9th, there's a pool party in Palm Springs that you can find at thethrivetribe.org. And I want to give it back to you, Kevin, for any final remark.
Well, Nicholas, I just want to thank you for having me on the show. It was great to talk to you over the weekend, and it's terrific to one of the challenges I think we face, and I see it in the orientations that we do, is there's kind of a generational divide between those in the 35 and up category and the 35 and under category, because we all live through so much tragedy. And my message again is hope. There's hope. And I want the those of us who are a little more seasoned and remember the old days to remember the old days as the old days and look ahead to a new era of hope and a lack of fear and an end to stigma and secrecy. And that day is coming. And anyone that's involved at all in HIV research and care and what's going on realizes that there is a world in which we can eliminate HIV and it doesn't take a cure. So I want everyone to know that. There is so much hope.
Very well said. I'm going to do my best to make an appearance at your party. It's a busy weekend for me, but I'd love to drop by and shake your hand.
Yes, and I'm going to try to make it over to the Desert AIDS Project event as well. So thank you so much,
actually,
Nicholas. We appreciate
that. That night is the AIDS Assistance Program event, and it is their Evening Under the Stars Gala dinner at the O'Donnell Golf Course. At any rate, thank you so much for being on the show.
Great. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'm going to actually wrap the episode up. Just a reminder, I have a Living Powerfully with HIV memoir out called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. There's a Facebook page for that. But I also have a worldwide music video campaign. The music video is subtitled in 20 languages. It's my HIV anthem called The Power to Be Strong. You can view and share the music video subtitled in 20 languages at youtube.com/thepowertobestrong. But I think that it would be great to conclude this show with that song. So here it is, and thank you for listening.
Rhythm and beat are a part of the dance. blaming your soul, but please don't take a chance. When passion and love ignite flames of desire, take care of yourself, don't get burned by the fire. You're not alone, dance with me.
Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime 24/7, you may direct tweet at TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at youtube.com/snowbiznow. That's youtube.com/snowbiznow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.